Well, our sex ed teacher, like, he's not creepy. He's just embarrassed about it. So it's very fun because we ask him all kinds of stupid questions and act dumb.
And act dumb?
Yep. We just ask him, like, oh, we don't understand. Can you draw a picture?
Oh, something. No.
Does his face get, like, all bright red?
It's, like, redder than, like, my purse. And it's like a Wizard of Oz purse.
God, I'm having flashbacks here. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. You got a creepy teacher to tell us about?
Yeah. We and my middle school, they had, they put in, he'd watch us change, and then he would put, mirrors to watch us.
What?
Really?
How so?
Yeah.
Like big circular mirrors or something like they have at the convenience store or what?
Yeah, the big circular mirrors. He'd put like at the at the individual lockers.
Oh,
or like where
shut
they split.
Up.
Yeah.
What was
he'd
his
put them in there.
What was his reason? Why did he say he did that for?
To catch troublemakers or something.
Oh.
But then
yeah.
like after wrestling practice, he would go and watch everybody take showers and stuff. It's pretty disgusting.
Wow, yeah. That's gross. There were some people in the teaching business that are a little bit, yeah.
Probably shouldn't be there.
A little wrong. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, bye.
Hey there, you got a creepy teacher to tell us about?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Mine was a junior high science teacher, and he was kind of, he would, if the girls wore short skirts in the front row, usually... you didn't have to end up taking a test that day.
Shut up.
No, I am dead serious. And he also, one day I went up to ask him a question, and he slapped me on the butt with a yardstick.
What?
Oh!
Yeah, my dad was not happy at all, and he called the school, and he told him what went on, and they're like, well, you know, he's been here a long time. He's been here over 30 years, and... we can't really do anything about it.
He's got tenure. That means he can, you know, be a child molester.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It was insane, so.
Tenure
yeah.
gets
you
everything.
Seventh and eighth grade year were two very long years.
Yeah, I bet so. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Hey, you got a creepy teacher to tell us about?
Yeah, when I went to KU, I had a biology professor who, like, he brought in a jar of some sort of lemonade or something during like the kidney process and everything, and he portrayed it as urine. He brought in a candy bar and portrayed it as fecal matter.
Oh god!
And like took a bite out of it before he told us that it was a candy bar.
Oh.
He brought in some other stuff that was just kind of creepy. And then I also had a friend take that sexuality class you were talking about, and
yeah.
My take on it was that it was kind of a mix between being really risque and being really easy. Like, it was an easy A as well. But,
yeah,
it was super popular. Like, I didn't get in it because there was just no openings and stuff.
Yeah, it was always sold out, if you want to call it that.
yeah. Standing room only.
Nice. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, you got a creepy teacher to tell us about?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Basically, it's like my home ec teacher or something, and they were taught, for some reason, she was teaching sex education that day.
Okay.
So you can believe what type of scenario she was trying to pull out, and she was talking about, like, the male organs and stuff.
Yeah.
And she came up behind me and put her hand on my shoulder when she said the word penis.
Oh!
And my whole body just went completely red. I had to walk out of the room. I started crying. I was so freaked out.
At least she didn't, like, go to the freezer and whip out a bratwurst or something, you know?
That is very true.